And we are back for this final hour of this Tuesday of Share-a-thon. We are joining you today, asking you to partner with us here at Mater Dei Radio twice a year. Only 2 weeks, actually not even two full weeks, 10 days. We spend 10 days out of the 365 that you have Catholic Radio available to you to join and ask you to please join us in helping support Mater Dei Radio. Now, we have these assigned goals and we have been talking about that. We are thankful for Father John Marshall and those that pledged during this last hour. It was a good hour. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the fullest hour that we could have done. I mean, we got to be honest here.
We ran
have
a little
these
bit short.
Needs.
Yeah.
We did run short. Now, for this upcoming hour, that was an hour met dollar for dollar. This, in fact, is what is called a challenge hour. That means we have got to get this full amount in. And once it is in, then the match is kicked in to equal that. If we get close, if we get within $100 of it, it's a good hour.
Yeah.
And it is blessed time. But it will not be doubled, and that matching fund goes back into the pool to match another hour. So, in order to meet this goal, we are excited to join us today. He's been in traffic for an hour, so he's standing up ready to stretch his legs. A very good and a wonderful pastor coming north of the river from Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in Vancouver. Actually, we're going to call it the Columbia River Catholic Parish family. So that encompasses Holy Redeemer in Vancouver, St. Thomas Catholic Church in Camas, and also heading out into the gorge, beautiful Our Lady Star of the Sea in Stevenson. That is the parish family, and the pastor of that family, it's Father Nathy, my pastor. Good afternoon, Father Nathy.
Hi, Brenda. Hi, David and Aaron. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got it. So there's four of us in the studio. It's wonderful to be here. Truly wonderful to be here. Hey, as we begin, I want to remind everyone that we're going to raise money this hour, all right? So that's what we want to do. I hope that you're listening for your faith to be enriched and all those good things, but I hope, too, that if you're hearing us in this hour between now and 7 o'clock, that you will make some kind of a pledge over the next 6 or 12 months to Mater Dei Radio, because it reaches thousands or tens of thousands of people. I don't know how many different people in the course of a year. I would guess in the greater Portland metro region all the way down to Eugene, well over 100,000 people, a few hundred thousand people just radio searching, even stumble upon it and then move on, but there's something out there. It's reaching so many more people than what can be reached in a single parish. And so when we've got that matching dollar, like you give a dollar and we'll match it another dollar, think of it in terms of evangelization, that for every hour Modern Day Radio is on the radio, it's exponentially reaching more people than any one of us could do in a church or with our neighbor, etc. It's reaching so many people. So this is your opportunity to exponentially assist the church in her evangelical mission of evangelization and outreach. So I hope between now and 7 o'clock that if you're listening, that you will make some kind of a pledge if you haven't done so already. And it doesn't matter if it's a ton of money or just a little tiny widow's mite, but just something would be really appreciated. And I look forward to talking about the faith and some other things here too. But I wanted to put that in right there at the beginning, that we really want to make that pledge, a pledge of some sort.
And to that point, Father Nathan, this is the thing. We're looking at $6,000. I mean, this is quite the mountain to climb.
Sure.
I think it's going to take 33 individual gifts. That means the phones have to stay busy the whole time. The website has to stay busy the whole time. The app has to stay busy all the time. I think it's going to take cobbling all of those gifts together to get us to $6,000. Obviously, we're going to hear from somebody giving $1,000, $1,200. That's helpful. We're going to need one or two of those, but we need everybody else coming in at all other dollar amounts. 33 of you, and that is absolutely doable for this hour. 33 individual gifts, and we'll hit that
$6,000. 33, that's a 33. Number I think I've heard before.
Yeah, it's significant.
Yeah. Somebody
That's our Lord and Savior Jesus gave his sacrificial death on the cross at the age of 33. That's what we believe. And so there you go.
So 33 is the number. That means we have got to get that phone bank full. They have got to be able to take those pledges, hang up the phone, and fill it up again. And we know, I did some calculations. We were about even, it looks like it's between about 40 to 45% of our pledges are coming in online this year-a-thon. So that is a great number. So we know that with every phone call that is being made, for every, you know, we'll say every couple of phone calls, we're getting a pledge on the line. So when we fill up that phone bank, you're able to make those pledges on a line and together at every single level. $10 a month, $1 a day, $750 pledge, and the $1,200 pledges. We are going to need people to call at every level. And in the end, we will cross off 33 circles, 33 calls and pledges, and that will unlock that $6,000 match.
And we're going to do something over and over and over again during this hour. We're going to give that telephone number. We're going to give it very slowly that you might pick it up and make that phone call. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. That telephone number to call.
You made it all the way through that one.
No squirrels. Not bam. There we go.
Thank you very much.
Because I know, again, this is the thing, and Father has talked about it. We need to raise $6,000 this hour. There's a lot of great things we could talk about, but the one goal that we have for this hour, which could really be a great boost for Mater Dei Radio from a fiscal standpoint, is if we hit that $6,000, add $6,000 to it, we have a $12,000 hour. That is very important to the work of Mater Dei Radio.
What portion of that can
Bam,
you take?
There
is another call. Thank you. 888-823-5286. Father Nathie, in the Archdiocese of Seattle, we heard in the homily, yes, I was listening, because we started our stewardship pledge there, because parishes need to know what you can expect in the coming year, so that way you know what you're able to do and provide when it comes to ministries, faith formation, the staff that you have working at all of the parishes. God gives us, you said, 90% of everything that we earn, which is a gift from God. He lets us keep 90.
He gives us 100%.
Okay.
And he's so generous, he lets us keep 90.
Okay.
And so, but 10% does belong to him. Mm. And we see that over and over again. And even in the Acts of the Apostles, St. Peter confronts a person who is not giving to the church what he said he was going to give. Mm. And this, I think, is Acts chapter 5. And God struck the person dead. Mm. Now, that's, don't worry, I'm not putting that on you or anything like that. But I'm saying, in the life of grace with God, in the life of a saint, of being a saint, God is saying, okay, of the many things I'm asking of you as a saint, the easiest one is that 10% of whatever income you have doesn't belong to you. It belongs to me. It belongs to me. Don't take from me. And so that's how we've got to see it. It's like, oh, that was never mine to begin with. That always belonged to God. Mm. And so if you're not at 10%, and almost very few are, so if you're not, don't panic, but do intentionally start moving in that direction. It might take years to get there. If you're only giving 1% right now to the church, say, okay, Lord, by your grace, in my prayer, help me to get to 2%. Mm. If you're at 2%, that same prayer, help me to get to 3%. And every year you just climb 1% until you finally hit that 10%. And this is what I've always said. Give 5% to your parish. If every Catholic gave 5% to their parish, there'd be free Catholic schooling. Mm. I mean, from kindergarten through college, frankly. Mm. And even your medical bills would pretty much be taken care of. It's amazing what, you know, if 60 million American Catholics gave 5% to their parish, there'd be a whole, like, second U.S. government going on. Anyway, but 5% to your parish, another 5% to other Catholic charities. And I've always said, give 1% to your annual Catholic appeal, your diocesan fundraiser thing, another to the St. Vincent de Paul for the materially poor, and then the other 3 to other Catholic charities. And this would be a great one. You gave 1% to Mater Dei for evangelization. This is evangelization is what this is. St. Vincent de Paul is giving food to the hungry and the homeless and those kinds of things. And the annual Catholic appeal is the diocesan need to operate the diocese and fund seminarians and all those kinds of things. But what about evangelization? That's what modern day radio is. It's evangelization. And it's amazing. And it's not only on the radio, but there's also online and the website and all those wonderful things that we have because of modern day and now with the internet and all of those good things. But that's, you know, we can't save the whole world, but if you could save one soul in the salvation of the one soul, it's like an expression of the salvation of the whole world. So I remember that from a poster I got from Schindler's List when that came out in the early 90s.
Yeah.
It was a great big movie theater poster that they had on the wall of, inside a movie theater. And I got it somehow, and I really love that movie. It was a very high quality poster, not made out of paper.
Mm.
And on it, it says, whoever saves one soul saves the world entire. So at the end of the movie, Oscar Schindler is having a breakdown. He's bawling his eyes out. He said, I could have saved 1,000 more. I could have sold this car. I could have sold this gold Nazi pin. I could have done so much more. You know, and the people that he did save were so grateful. If there's one person that you save for eternal life, you've got that going into heaven forever. And maybe for your guardian angel, you're the only soul that guardian angel ever gets to save. And how much that means to that guardian angel. And the same goes for all of us. You know, we don't understand or appreciate enough in this life how much good we can do and evil conversely, but how much good we can do and how meaningful that is for eternal life. And so consider supporting Modern Day Radio. It just does amazingly good stuff. I don't know when our next break is, but I feel like I'm going on a little too long.
No, but this is good. We're 7 gifts in, looking for 33. We have 26 to go. So from a timing perspective, we just need to keep it up. We need to keep phone calls up. We need to keep the online gifts up. Those are coming in very, very strong. Thank you for that. 888-823-5286. We love our online gifts. It's so generous of you to go online and take that time. I will tell you, when the phone rings, everybody's heart here skips a beat and joy fills the entire building. So if you have the time to make the phone call, make the phone call, but by all means, continue to go online and give those gifts as well. 888-823-5286. Will you be one of those 26 looking for 26 more gifts? MatreDayRadio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app, Rolanda. In the Rolando, in the studio to give us an update and some thank yous.
Yes, we'd like to thank Trisha from Holy Trinity Parish.
Thank you, Trisha.
In Beaverton, I believe. Also, Joanne from St. John in Milwaukee. Thank you. And we would like to thank Valerie from Milwaukee as well. Thank you, Valerie.
All right. And we also have some pledges coming in. Chuck and Beverly, thank you so much. Not only that they are calling in to support from Holy Redeemer, they are also manning the phones in our phone banks next door. Thank you so much. Harold, thank you so much very much for your gift from St. John the Baptist. He has a special prayer request for fallen away Catholics. We hear that so often, especially from parents who are begging and praying for their children to come back. Judith, thank you so much. She is with Columbia River Catholic Family, Holy Redeemer Parish. She says, go Father Nathie. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Judith. So we have got the ball rolling on this hour. We are grateful for all of those pledges. So what we really need to do, and we have been hanging on these words of Father Nathie because they are so powerful, and it's such an important message for all of us to hear about the value of the gifts that God has given us. There is nothing. You're right, Father Nathie. He has given us 100% of what we have. Can you give a portion of that back to grow His kingdom here on earth? Because without Mater Dei Radio, where will they hear that message?
Amen.
Nowhere else up and down the aisle except at 88.3, 94.9, 100.5. That is where you will find Mater Dei Radio. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to see if we can get us a pledge update. And then we are going to continue in this powerful hour with Father Nathie. Come back and join us. It's Mater Dei Radio's 2025 Fall Share-a-thon. Rejoice in hope. And we rejoice in hope. We rejoice in salvation. We rejoice in the mercy that God provides.
We rejoice in phone calls. Honestly, I mean, look, that's good. The phones are ringing.
So those were the phone calls that we encouraged everybody to make when we went to break.
And then they heard that phone number.
And then they heard the phone number because they didn't want to miss anything that Father Nathy had to say with us. We are so pleased to have him join us for this hour of Share-a-thon. Now, just a reminder, this is a $6,000 challenge hour. We are stretching this. We have not had goals quite this high before, ever. But it is because, you know, it's been tight the last couple of Share-a-thons, and we haven't quite been where we need to be. Yes, Our Lady provides what we need, but we are asking you to please stretch a little bit more because we have hopes, we have plans, and we have ideas in ways that we want to grow our ministry in the coming years, especially under our new leadership with Rolando Moreno, our new executive director, soon to be a permanent deacon for the Archdiocese of Portland. How blessed are we? It is just such a beautiful outlook on our ministry to be to have an ordained deacon to lead us, to have that just that pulse of the Holy Spirit growing this ministry. So the phones have been ringing. We had a $6,000 hour. It will unlock $6,000 and a $12,000 hour here at Mater Dei Radio. We have an update.
Not counting those calls, we have $1,150 in, $4,850 to go, and that does not count calls. I think we got one ding.
Yeah, that are currently on.
So,
and here's the thing: phone lines open. If we've got three, it sounds like we've got three open. We've got at least one. I mean, three taken. We have at least one open. Then to Deb, so at least two. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Two lines open, 888-823-5286. On the dollar side of things, this is tracking because we're 10 phone calls in looking for 33. We need 23 more. We do the math. We're getting very, very close to that $6,000 that we need to raise to get that additional $6,000. Going to need a bell ringer. Going to need somebody coming in at that $1,000, $1,200 or more, $100 a month or more. That's going to be very helpful. Everyone on the line, everyone to the phones right now. Two lines open at 888-823-5286.
All right, what portion can you take to help us reach this goal? Rolando, people are hearing Father Nathy's message. They are listening Mater Dei Radio. They want to support and continue this vital ministry, and you have some thank yous.
Yes, we do have some thank yous. We'd like to thank Michael from St. Joseph's Parish in Portland. He says he started listening to Mater Dei Radio, and he has come back to his faith as a result. And this is precisely why our radio station exists. To bring people back into communion, into friendship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God. Thank you so much.
We'd also like to thank Brian from Holy Redeemer Parish in Vancouver. Thank you, Brian, for your gift. And just prayer to our Lady for consecration of the United States.
Oh, amen.
We need that. You know, we have been talking about, you know, what this world needs, and what it needs is truth, and truth is a person, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have been talking about, you know, we are in this Jubilee year of hope, and we have been talking about mercy and hope and the needs of the world. And Father Nathy, you know, you talk so beautifully about what those virtues mean, especially in a world today. Kind of just share with our listeners a little bit more about what our theme, Rejoice in Hope, you know, and mercy, and what that brings to this world in need.
So that is this year's theme, is Rejoice in Hope. And I'm going to read what I see in front of me. We rejoice in the hope found only in Jesus Christ. Join our mission of evangelization and share this hope with others. What's the big deal with hope? Why do we keep hearing that about that virtue of hope? I hear that virtue, honestly, spoken more than the virtue of love. Honestly, when I was a kid, I heard about love all the time. But for some reason, maybe in the last decade or two decades, since Pope Francis became Pope about 12 years ago, remember his first encyclical or something was Mercy, the Year of Mercy, and da-da-da, and that was all this tied in with hope, etc. So what's going on there? This is what hope is. Hope is the virtue of obtaining the beatific vision, so seeing God in heaven and the aid necessary between now and then. That's the core of hope, is the desire or the one day being in the beatific vision with God and the aid we need between now and then to get there. Okay, so well, why is a hope such a big deal in this day and age, more stressed than other virtues that we have seen in the past? And I'd say this, there's some sense in the world today that we're just further away from that beatific vision than we have been in the past. That there's something about the world today that's causing us some kind of anxiety. Maybe it's identified and maybe it's unidentified. It's just below the surface or it's deep down there or something. Something's amiss. Something's not right. And so the human race is hoping then for something else. And what's interesting, an interesting aspect of that is materially the world couldn't be better off. I mean, the square footage of housing per person in a house and all of the cars and all of this material stuff and the money that's there and all that, but there's still something that's seriously off and wrong. And so this hope for a better something, a hope that God would be a part of us. So then, if I got a minute, I want to speak about the Blessed Virgin Mary in Medjugorje. That was brought up in the last hour with Father John Marshall, who has been there multiple times. Pastor of Holy Redeemer, and Holy Redeemer happens to be the northwest something for Medjugorje, the northwest center. If you want to go on a pilgrimage to Medjugorje, call Holy Redeemer Vancouver or go online and look for Medjugorje Northwest. And it's right here in this area. So you don't have to go to Seattle or Boise. It's right across the river. What's the deal with Mary appearing in Medjugorje? Or what was the deal with her appearing at Fatima or Lourdes or Guadalupe, etc.? And this goes back to the nature of prophets. So in the Old Testament, the prophet, there are 18 prophets in the Old Testament. Think Jeremiah and Joel and Isaiah and all the rest, etc. And what's the thing about the prophet? The prophet rises up in the midst of a faithless generation. Jeremiah is thrown in the dungeon. You know, they try to kill Elisha or Elijah, etc. They're the Daniel thrown into the pit with the lions. What is it about these guys? Everyone recognizes this one is God's chosen one. The presence of God is with this one. That means God is present to us in this person. And then the prophecy piece is the person is saying, and God is present in the future. I am going to give you now information about the future that God has shared with me, and God is in the future too. And so this is hope. These people are saying, I have hope. This person dwells with God, and this person is speaking about a future with God, etc. And there's one other piece to this, that it must be that our generation or our time right now is not with God. That's why God is raising up the prophet in our midst, the Micah and the, you know, the Baruch and all the rest, is because the rest of us just have lost God. But the prophet has got God, and God dwells there and in the future with us. So this gets to the Blessed Virgin Mary. With John the Baptist and his beheading, that was the end of the Old Testament prophets. And now the prophet of the new dispensation until the second coming of Christ is the Blessed Virgin Mary. And she has been appearing for 2,000 years, and those apparitions have accelerated exponentially in the last five centuries to almost a hyper pitch globally, because she's saying that there's something profoundly wrong with the world as it is today. What we already sense, that's why we're drawn to the virtue of hope, that there's something about this day and generation. I'm longing for God in another time, in another place, etc. And so she's coming as the prophet of Jesus Christ, who in the New Testament, she's very quiet. She's a hermit. But now God is sending her to say, where she is, there I am. And she is coming to give witness that there is something about our generation that has lost God. And there is a future with God, with Jesus, etc. And so this is an amazing time to live, that God would send his mother, not just raise up a Father Nathie or whoever, but the mother of God, who is immaculately conceived and the greatest creature that God had ever created, to come to the world and to say, you're right, that anxiety that you feel, that angst that you feel about this world and generation, your right to believe that, because we have fallen into darkness. And she comes with that light of Christ to say, where I am, here is God. And you come to me, and I'm going to bring you to my son. And my son is in the future as well. Mm. And the future looks so much better than today. Even though we might have to go through a very difficult time, and there are these secrets of Medjugorje, etc., a very difficult time, but God in the end wins. And the future is so much holier and better than today. And so I want you to hear that message. I want you to go to Mary. Mm. She's talk about the presence of God. She's got it. She will intercede for you, and she is that hope. I think of, I don't know how many countless sinners would have fallen into hell if not for the direct intervention of the Blessed Virgin Mary to say, son, save this one, save this one. And so, wow, what hope, you know? And again, that virtue of hope is the hope of obtaining the beatific vision of heaven. That's the ultimate goal of the virtue of hope and the aid we need between now and then in getting there. And what a tremendous aid that she is. Finally, this modern day Mother of God, that's what this radio station is called. This radio station is trying to be that prophet, is trying to be the presence of God, is trying to say that you're right. There is an anxiety in the world, and you're right to believe that. The world has drifted from God, and we need to come back to God. But God will win, and the future has God in it, and the future has you with God in it. Mm. And that's a powerful, necessary message that the vast majority of the world has no idea about and lives in some sort of alternative universe where they don't even know what gender they are, or they keep supporting such evil things and thinking it's fine, etc., and being so depressed and hopeless. And this is a beautiful ministry here in modern day, because it's connected to God and his ministry and to that of the Blessed Virgin Mary and her intercession for the salvation of souls.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Wow. Amen. Father Nathie, your vocation is a beautiful thing. To those who are listening, thank you so much. And I'm thinking about the words that you're saying. And, you know, I fall into that when I think, oh, you know, we're making less money today because of choices, and now I'm not going to be able to live the way that I thought I wanted to. And that means nothing. Mm. Stuff is a nothing. What you said, what you are talking about in hope, and what Our Lady is driving us to is salvation to her son. That's the real thing. And that is the real thing. We can't see it. We can't touch it. But boy, we know when we are in that presence of the truth.
I want to jump in real quickly. We have a bell ringer. I think we've got an announcement.
Let me double check.
Yeah, it's coming. So we've got some other folks to thank as well.
Absolutely. We are so grateful for you joining us this hour. We are grateful very much for that pledge. That means somebody is listening.
It always embarrasses me to hear that.
There you go.
That wasn't a clapping sound effect. They were actually clapping.
They're clapping in the other room. Yeah. That's right.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, I think that is just, I mean, that is a wonderful pledge, and we are grateful for that. But what that is affirmation. That is affirmation that somebody is listening to us, that they are hearing the truth, that they are willing to take a portion of the treasure that God has given them and are giving it to Mater Dei.
I want to jump
Radio.
In real quick before the thank yous. Here is that telephone number. I know you're listening, ready to call. The telephone number is 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. All of those phone calls that came in that filled up those phone banks have now been processed. That phone bank is completely open waiting for your phone call. 888-823-5286.
A big thank you to Michael. Thank you so much for your gift. He goes to St. Joseph in Portland, and he said, Mater Dei Radio has helped me come back to the faith.
Mm.
Welcome home. Thank Amen. You so very much. Jolene and Dave, Jolene, my friend, thank you so much. They attend Holy Redeemer. They have made a pledge, and they have prayers for the Holy Guardian Angels in that upcoming conference. They are going to be Father Wolfgang Seitz. He was on the Morning Blend recently. He will be at Our Lady of Peace retreat doing very special silent retreats on consecration to the Guardian Angels. He's going to make a stopover at Holy Redeemer Church as well to offer some thoughts on that. Thank you for that call.
Thank you to Lawrence, who goes to St. Thomas in Camas. Rest assured, we will be praying for your intentions. And thank you to Tiffany at Holy Redeemer in Vancouver. She says, thank you, Father Nathy. Also, lastly, thank you to Brian at Holy Redeemer in Vancouver with prayers for the consecration of America to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Absolutely, we'll be praying for that one.
All right.
Thank you.
Looking for 33 individual gifts online and phone calls. We are at 16. We need 17 more. Now there's 17. Need 16 more. 888-823-5286. So we're tracking well, but we're down to 19 minutes left. 19 minutes left. We're going to take a quick break, but let's fill up those phone banks as we go to break. Here's the good news. You can make your phone call, have it processed, and be back on to hear the conversation as we come back. 888-823-5286. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to this final hour of Fall Share-a-thon for this Tuesday evening. We are thanking you very much for being with us. We know this is a busy time in the household, so thank you for listening. Maybe you're getting the finishing touches on dinner. Maybe you just finished dinners and now you're ready to listen in and see how things are going here at Mater Dei Radio. Whatever that is, thank you so much for being with us. We know that, family life is busy. Look, the good deacon and I, we know what it feels like sometimes. The kids are coming home from school, there's practices, and then there's homework to get to. You want to have a moment to be together, to have that family dinner. It is most importantly. And yeah, if you're like me too, the rule is family dinner, no phones at the table. But now maybe you're ready to clean up those dishes, have a moment. Maybe you typically listen to Mater Dei Radio in the evenings, listen to our great locally produced shows that come on in the evening. So thank you very much for being with us. We are trying to climb a very large hill and we are getting close. We've heard the bell ring. We've got the phone bank ready to take those pledges. Father Thomas Nathy, he is the pastor at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church and also the head of the Columbia River Catholic Parish family, which also includes St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church in Camas and also Our Lady Star of the Sea out in the beautiful Columbia River Gorge in Stevenson. So, all right, all of you, we have got to get to the top of this hour to meet this challenge match. So far in, $3,005. $3,005 in. That means in order to unlock this $6,000 goal, $2,995. Now, that's right about the halfway mark. Now, we would typically want to be there about, 15 minutes ago, right? But we are here, and we need to get this ball rolling.
Yeah, and tracking well again, 18 gifts in, looking for 15 more. We said we need 33 individual gifts for this hour. It's still very doable. We have four volunteers standing by ready to take your telephone call and then Deb to add to that. So five available phone lines. We can process those five, come back, process another five, and then add the online gifts as well. But it is time to call, brothers and sisters, and we are going to need a bell ringer within that as well. A $1,200 gift, one time or more, or $100 or more per month. That is going to be significant as we look for these last 15 gifts. Call in your gifts of all amounts right now. We'll take those last 15, cobble them together. They're going to meet or exceed that $2,995. I'm certain of that. 888-823-5286. We're going to say that number a lot of times in these next 14 minutes because it is very important to receive your phone call right now at 888-823-5286 online at materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. 14 perfect minutes left to receive these 15 individual gifts, including one of those significant gifts at $1,200 or more, and we are nipping on the heels of this goal.
Absolutely. We are getting there. 15 more phone calls. We need pledges at every level. At that $1,200 level, make that bell ring. Father Nathan always says, that makes me a little embarrassed to hear that song. Well, I'm sorry, Father Nathan, that you have to listen to that. But boy, people are calling in. They want to pledge here at Mater Dei Radio. We are going to need pledges at $750. That dollar a day, $120 pledge, and everything else in between. Again, you talked about the widow's mite. She gave it to the church.
Thank you.
She had nothing, and what she had, she gave to the church. And so that's what we are asking you to do, to join us in this message of hope. Just look at what Mater Dei Radio will be able to do with that pledge. You know, not everybody is able to do great things. You know, we think about St. Therese of Lisieux. She said, I'll never be great, but what I can do is praise God in this little way, in just this small way, in this gift that God has given me. I will be able to be great in a little way. Well, through her humility, she has spoken to the world, and she is a great saint. Thank you so much for that pledge. We are climbing. It is really getting busy. We hope to get more and more updates here, but let's not stop. Now, if the phone does ring, I know that we have people able to catch it. You will never get a busy signal if you go to materdeiradio.com or if you use the Hail Mary Media app. Father Nathy, please just talk to us again about, you know, your thoughts about Catholic radio, the thoughts about having Catholic radio in this area of the world.
So I've been hearing from a number of pastors, not all pastors, but a number of pastors. This is the Archdiocese of Seattle, where the numbers in OCIA, which stands for Order of Christian Initiation of Adults. So it used to be called RCIA, but it's now called OCIA. That's where those who are not Catholic go through a program to become Catholic. Some of them are Catholic, but they haven't been catechized, or they never received the sacrament of confirmation, or they've been away from the church for years or decades, etc. Well, in Columbia River Catholic, or at Holy Redeemer anyway, we have 60 people this year in our OCIA program, and it's only October, which I think that's a record for us. I'm sure that's a record for us. And I see those people and I think, how beautiful, how incredibly beautiful that is. And I bet that most of them have listened to Mater Dei Radio at one point or another. And whether they could ever put their finger on it and go, oh, because of Mater Dei Radio, but it was part of the village that is part of their conversion, part of their return to the church if they've been away, or the discovery of the church, etc. So if two things, if you're one of those people, whether wherever you're at, the Portland area down to Eugene, you're up in Clark County or Cowlitz County, etc., and you're like, well, I'm not even a Catholic yet. I'm just like on baby steps here, sort of thing. Well, call into Mater Dei. You have a friend in the faith here. And even if your donation is $5, it's something. Mm-hmm. And it's something to say to God, I appreciate this and I'm grateful for it. The other is to, if let's say you're a devout Catholic, you're just super committed, you're the whole nine yards and all that, you realize that Mater Dei is a part of the reason why we have 60 people in OCIA this year, and why there are people in OCIA's Order of Christian Initiation throughout the Archdiocese of Portland and in Southwest Washington. And so, again, this is evangelization. This is reaching the people who are not coming to Mass on Sunday. And it might be this year, it might be next year, it might be a decade from now where the conversion clicks and something happens there. But this is part of the recipe for that. And so I really encourage all of the above that I've just spoken about or to call in and make some kind of a pledge, or go online at it's moderndayradio.com or the 888-823-5286. So thank you so much for everyone who has supported.
Absolutely. And in fact, I know today, right now at this moment, quite a few people are gathered at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in Vancouver because it is OCIA night. They're going to Jesus class. I happen to know a very wonderful future daughter-in-law of mine who is there. Hopefully they spend a little bit of time, you know, as they are prepping. Maybe they are listening to us on the radio. So we pray for you. A big thank you to Rose and son Gerald. Thank you so much for your gift. They go to Holy Redeemer Catholic Church. Greta and Robert, thank you so much for your gift. They are at St. Thomas in Camas. They say Father Nathie is great. Thanks so very much. Aaron, thank you for your gift and thanksgiving for the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary in his life. You are blessed indeed. And to Christine, thank you so much. She is at St. Thomas Aquinas at Columbia River Catholic. She says, please thank not Father Nathie for inspiring me. He is an inspiration to many, many, many of us. Father Nathie, your parish is full on the weekend. Boy, the number of young families are that are coming, that are having children. You know, we think about the population rate in the United States is actually going down, right? They'd rather have pets than children, right? And
that's why it's I tell newly married couples to have a dozen babies.
Amen.
You've got to make up for all those people who just aren't having enough.
Amen.
I always say, have enough babies to embarrass everyone. Just embarrass everyone. Just keep having them. And don't ever worry about them being taken care of. No one in this country is going to let any child starve. That is not going to happen. And if you got a problem, let me know and I will fix it immediately. You know, you do not have to worry about caring for children. And they are your greatest treasure. They are truly their hope. I mean, talk about the virtue of hope. There's future in children. There's future in marriage. So anyway, we're very, very blessed. There are pockets of blessings. There are pockets of blessings out there. And this little radio station is wanting those little pockets of blessings to be known to everyone. So please support Modern Day Radio.
22 gifts in, 11 to go, 23, now 10 to go. That 10 is going to do it, brothers and sisters. One of those, I know, I'm confident, will be that bell ringer. Everybody else coming together, we're going to be able to cobble all that together. We will hit that $6,000 and then turn that $6,000 into $12,000. But we're going to need participation from everyone. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. We have six perfect minutes left.
Right, let me jump in here real fast. If there's somebody listening to me right now and you can give $1,200, you could pledge $1,200. That's $100 a month for the next year. I want you to right now ask the Holy Spirit if that's what God wants you to do. I want you to do that because that $1,200 is going to reach people and it might be the difference in one person making it to heaven or not. I want you to really think about that. And it's and if $1,200 is just too much, that's just way out of your budget, then maybe $120, $10 a month, whatever kind of thing. But to give something, because this is really, truly a treasure. If you live in Timbuktu, you don't have Modern Day Radio. We're so lucky that we do, and it's reaching so many people. So be courageous. Be brave. Do what you can do. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right. So there is one phone call coming in. We need three more to go and make that phone call, and we need people to go on a line. 2,400 to go.
Okay.
2,400 to go.
And maybe
a little bit, but we don't know how much those pledges are. We have the door open because we believe that somebody is listening, that you have a gift that God has given you, and you want to share that gift with Mater Dei Radio. Please call in now. We are getting very close to the top of this hour. It is a $6,000 match. $6,000, $5,000 of and by itself. It's a great hour, but this could be a $12,000 hour, and we are calling on everyone who is listening, especially those at Holy Redeemer, at St. Thomas, and Our Lady Star of the Sea to please call in now and help us get to this goal. What portion can you take? Well, just give us a call and let us know.
Well, and I'm going to also include the other parishes in Clark County, St. Joseph's Parish, the Pearl Cathedral of St. James, Our Lady of Lourdes, St. John's, Sacred Heart, St. Joseph, St. Mary's, Richfield, St. Philip's, Woodland, this Kalama, St. Joseph's, Immaculate Conception, Kelso, St. Rose, Longview, and St. Mary's in Castle Rock. I know this goes all the way up to Castle Rock. If you're a member of any of those communities and you haven't made a pledge, please do so. It would be such a help and a blessing.
We started out needing 33 gifts. We're 25. Come on. We're 8 away. And we know Father called out for that that apostle level gift, that $1,200, $100 a month or more. That one's going to come. We know that. So that just means 7 of you need to come up and make up the rest of that $800 or so. 888-823-5286. This is so doable with 3 minutes left. 888-823-5286.
We'd like to thank Anne at this moment. Thank you so much for your pledge. She is praying for a conversion of children. She goes to Holy Redeemer Catholic Church. Thank you very much. Adam, thank you. He lives in Ridgefield, goes to Holy Redeemer. What prompted the donation? Father Nathie? And Volunteer Macy, thank you so very much. And Catherine, thank you. She goes to St. Joseph the Worker. Thank you for your very generous pledge. All right, now is the time. Okay, look, there is a time for discernment, and then there is a time to act. Maybe you have been discerning. Now it's time to make that decision and act.
Yeah, and Aaron has said he can stretch it by a couple minutes, but we've got to get the phone lines filled to do that. So if we have full phone lines, we can continue to increase the number of minutes available to us. But that means we need 3 on the line, like right now, like pronto. Make a phone call. Doesn't matter the dollar amount. We need 3 on the line right now at 888-823-5286. I want us to stay on long enough to announce that we've made this goal. 888-823-5286. Let's get 3 on the line. We're 8 short of the 33. We can get 3 on the line. We can get some folks giving at the website as well, materdayradio.com or the Hail Mary media app. There's 1 on the line. Let's get 2 more at 888-823-5286.
Thank you for those calls. We now have $1,170 remaining.
$1,170.
All right. Well, you need maybe a person to call now and say, all right, I'm ready to take the last of that up. 888-823-5286. $1,170 with just a minute left. Well, 1 minute left. What can you do?
We can stretch over a little bit. Father, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you to lead us in probably a very quick prayer of thanksgiving.
Well, let's pray a Hail Mary and a Glory Be. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you all, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so very much. I've got the door open. I am waiting for that confirmation. We have got 2 minutes.
And
2 phone lines open. All right. We just need to storm heaven for your graces to call upon the person who is meant to get us to this goal. $1,170. Perhaps you are a person who has the ability to take that up. Please help us now. 888-823-5286. Go online to the Hail Mary Media app. Go to materdayradio.com. But really, just make that call for us now. What portion can you do? 888-823-5286. So, okay, we don't have that confirmation. I think Curtis is down there trying to piece all of this together to try to figure it out.
We know we have 28 gifts in. We need 5 to get to the 33 that we were looking for to start with. We get those 5, regardless of the dollar amount, those are going to be able to be cobbled together to do it. But to your point, Brenda, one person calling in and to Father's invitation, $100 a month, bam, that gets us there. 888-823-5286. Now, 60 seconds, we need to sign off here. Please keep those phone calls coming in, those gifts coming in online as well. 888 888- 888-823-5286. Bam, there's one more looking for four more gifts. That's it. 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com.
All right. We would have loved to have given you this update, but you know what? You're going to have to tune in because, boy, all of these pledges came in at the last minute. What a wonderful day. Thank you to all of our guests, Leonardo, Dina Marie, Monsignor O'Connor, Mother Mary of the Angels, Father Brent Dirtschmidt started off this afternoon, Father John Marshall, and, of course, Father Nathie. Thank you so much. You bless us with your time. And please tune in tomorrow. We will give you a full update and let you know. I think that challenge is there. I think that we have gotten there. Thank you so very much. We'll see you in the morning.